شد یاد تو در قلب ما.
السلام علیکم و رحمت الله و برکاته.
السلام
و رحمت
الله.
First thing I must mention before I begin is that I'm not worthy to speak about this man. Imam al-Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, is somebody who, no matter how many words are said about him, it just doesn't do him justice. Inshallah, we can be worthy to even walk in his footprints, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلوا على محمد وآل محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
What words can I say about this man? If you've ever read letters put together describing him, know that they fall short. If you've ever seen the stand of Hussein, if you've ever seen fearlessness from pain, if you've ever seen the face of logic in a world gone crazy, then look to Ruh Allah al-Musa al-Khomeini. Have you ever known the man who committed to God and never knew betrayal? In death they showed him, and he smiled, and with flying colors completed his trial. The 24th of September put forth its sun in 1902 from the lineage of Imam al-Kadhim. Born to Hajar and Mustafa, he was a fusion of Muhammad and Ibrahim. He would remind the world of the oneness of God in a time where stone idols were replaced by shahs in golden palaces and glamorous cars, where worshipping the sun, moon, and stars became worshipping the West's Persian military arm. But little did they know that in just 7 years, this baby boy would become a hafiz of Qur'an. And forever embedded inside of him were its words that he viewed. Oh yes, he read of Ad and Thamud and seen what God did to those who were crude. Thus, the revolutionary mission of Muhammad and his family became the basis of his views, and so he never forgot to put himself in Hussein's shoes. Emerging from the city of Khomein, and soon the whole world would know this name, he would arrive in Qom in about 1922, and some say through him the hadith of the Ahlul Bayt came true. That a man from Qom will invite the people to the right path. They will be of iron will and determination. Heavy winds will not deter them from their station. They are not tired of war and only rely on Allah, and the righteous will attain salvation. So he trained under the guidance of the expert mujtahids and sages. The disciple of Shah Abadi reached readiness through struggles and patience. The disciple of Shah Abadi reached readiness through struggles and patience. He learned that true spirituality is not through worshipping Allah in hidden places, but by embodying the teachings of God and saving His creation. That yes, we must pray and fast as well as recite supplications, but it is also obligatory to restore justice and to free our people and nations. He believed, like Hussein, we must choose death with dignity over a life of humiliation. But yes, if you listen to the West, you will hear the fabrications. That he was a cold-hearted, violent man who wanted suffering, destruction, and devastation. But ask yourself where that narrative came from and why they want you to hate him. Did you know that before the religious government in Iran, the people supported a secular one that could have flowered? But the CIA did a coup d'etat and removed it from power, simply because it was nationalistic, that wanted the Iranian wealth to be for Iranians instead of becoming foreignly devoured. If you don't believe me, it's been declassified, the files don't even have to be scoured, and there are plenty more examples from Venezuela to Yemen, Iraq, and Egypt's Nile, where Mubarak was in power for 40 years, backed by US weapons and stockpiles. When the people flipped, when the people decided to flip the script, they were all, "We support the Egyptian people," and said it with a smile. So why do they hate Imam Khomeini? Let me summarize. When oil wealth became present in Iran, so did foreign spies and British Petroleum, who was controlling them. They put in power a man named Rida Shah Pahlavi, who called himself the King of Kings. Yet his masters were in London and Washington, who pulled him with puppet strings and made him dance. And in exchange, he would enjoy worldly wealth, and they would finance his weapons, his men, his crown and throne, as long as the oil wells kept pumping and wealth compounded in their homes. While the people of the country were starving, he was flying in food from other countries on airplanes, and his arrogance made him inept. And then came a man who would no longer accept, raised by the students of the Ahlul Bayt. He would never fear the threats they would make, to the point that when Savak agents kidnapped him from his home, they were the ones who would shake. He didn't just challenge the Shah, but all governments who ignored the divine command, and his speeches to admit their hypocrisy he would demand. He would ask that when you think of an ideology, how can you base it on money? Because if you do that, then all actions will be justified for that end. As opposed to this man, who believed that true morality and godly principles do not bend. That you cannot justify oppression for profit. That you cannot use modernity as an excuse for indecency. That you cannot use technology as a tool to be unjust. That you cannot occupy and destabilize simply because you have the bigger guns. That to give one's life for the sake of truth is not glorifying death, but because it embodies the only reason to live. And that's exactly what he would give. So here we are. To remember a man who derived the law from a heavenly system, built on principles of philosophy, reflection, introspection, and foolproof beliefs, instead of a materialist outlook where people are moved around like sheep. Who embodied Ali and his fearlessness from death, who was a man of the people until he took his last breath. This is the man who prepares the ground for the 12th son of the Holy Prophet. This is the man who prepares the ground for the 12th son of the Holy Prophet. His revolution has succeeded, and no one can stop it. This is the man who prepares the ground for the 12th son of the Holy Prophet. His revolution has succeeded, and no one can stop it. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.